This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world on this 4th of July weekend. Hope you and your family and friends are having a nice time and a safe time, okay? Our first guest this second hour is T.J. Levinsky. If you've ever watched PBS, he produces a great series of music from all the genres. Big band, pop singers, rock and roll, disco, doo-wop. He's a very talented guy and has a great show on PBS, so he'll be here to talk about how he puts that together. And then a real funny lady who has a memoir out, comedian Paula Poundstone, will be on the show. And my friend Adam Carolla, a car guy, a podcaster, and a comedian. And that's all coming up this hour, our second hour with Ron Segi today. Stick around, my first guest this second hour from PBS, T.J. Levinsky.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I know, that's not music you hear on the radio these days, but it's from an era called the doo-wop era, and that's what we're going to be talking about on the show, this portion. And we have with us now a gentleman who has bring back doo-wop to television on PBS. Very interesting guy. He's brought back a lot of genres of music, and his latest is this style of music. What he's done on PBS is really a service to so many people who have lost track of radio stations because they don't exist anymore, that play some of the greatest music of our lives. And he's got a new project, Check Your Local Listings, on PBS. Joining us right now is T.J. Levinsky. T.J., welcome to the show.
Ron, it's great to be here with you. This is exciting.
I have often wondered how you've been able to pull together all of the groups, whether it be the pop series, the doo-wop series, whatever the case may be, because so many of these people that are friends of mine over the years are very difficult to not only get to go back on stage, but to sound the way they did when they had the hits.
Yeah, you know, I've just been very lucky. A lot of times the process, Ron, starts with, you know, I'll hear a song or things like a CD or a record will fall off a shelf, and you look at it, and it's, say, the best of the McGuire sisters.
Right.
And you say, God, I love those songs they did, May You Always, and you know, not just the fun stuff like Sugar Time, but Something That Gotta Give, and so many, on and on and on and on with fellow Sinner Sisters. And you say, wow, it's it's time that we brought them back, because in my life I hadn't seen them on television or really heard all their great songs played on the radio. So the only thing to do was to go to Phyllis and her sister and say, would you please come out and be a part of this, because I want to make sure that everybody respects and honors you, and at the same time you're helping your audience feel good, go back to a time inside when it was so much better in life. And whether it's the 50s pop era or whether it's our famous doo-wop series that came a little bit after that, the rock and roll stuff, or even all the way back to the big band days, the way I approach it is always the same. I'm trying to bring the artist back to a point where we can love and respect them, but also for the audience, just for a little while, to take away pain, not having to worry about today's doctor's appointments or cancers, or prostate problem, whatever it is that happens when you get older, family, lost ones, loving ones, trying to bring the audience back to the place when they were just starting out.
Well, I understand that. I understand that totally. I tour with a 15-piece orchestra doing some of the great stars of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and that's exactly the response in the audience that we get is when they hear those songs. But I have to be candid with you. I respect the fact that you go back to an era that is before your time, and that is very unique. I have that in my sons, obviously, because of my influence. When you talk about making the audience happy, people like our mutual friends like Pat Boone, Frankie Valli, Jay Siegel, Charlie Thomas, all these guys, one of the things that they have often told me is an appearance on your show really reignites their personal appearances, go up, because they say, wow, they're still out there and they sound terrific.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, and that's also part of kind of my intent when I go through this. It's not just to make a great TV show. I mean, I approach the recordings of these shows as if they were record sessions. So we want to make sure that everything sounds right and that the artist looks and sounds the best they possibly can, and then that begets the TV audience, and then that begets the DVDs and CDs, and that begets going to see them live and in person. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all about giving the audience back that moment to when they were just starting out, or just having a family, or first crush, or first kiss, and it really completes the circle.
I know that you do this in Pittsburgh. Are you from Pittsburgh, TJ?
I'm a New Jersey guy.
Oh, New Jersey guy, okay.
From actually where we taped the new show that we just did called Doo-Wop Generations,
right.
In Asbury Park, basically.
Right.
That's where I'm from. So Jersey Shore guy all the way.
Well, I got to tell you, though, that band that backs them up in the backup singers, you think they were back in the studios back in the day when they were doing those songs originally. What an outstanding group of people, musicians and singers.
Yeah, well, it's great you bring up the musicians, because they are definitely part of not just the secret sauce, they are the sauce. What we do typically for these shows, and I think it's the first time I've ever really explained this before, is we start months and months and months ahead of time with the musicians, just listening to the original records, because the mantra for me is it's got to be as close to the original recording version as possible.
Right.
We really don't want to end up with kind of show-tuney Vegas versions of the hits. We want the hits exactly the way people remember them.
Good.
So end up listening to the records, or the 78s in some cases, or acetates once in a while, depends how old the era is that we're doing. And we sit in a room, we pick apart every part of the song, every bit that's in the rhythm section. Wasn't it upright bass? Was it an electric bass? What is it, a celeste? What kind of Hammond was there that was being used? What was the percussion? Were the castanets ebony castanets? I mean, what are these things? And then you try to find out. It's almost like detective work. And then we have a core of Pittsburgh players. There's about 20 of them that have been with us now for almost 20 years. And we go in a studio and we lay down just the basic rhythm tracks first. And that kind of locks the whole performance into really having the sound of the original record. So if you don't kind of lay that down, you may not get the drums sounding the way they did on the record.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, loosen up the cymbals and make them real loose to get that exact sound, say, of an early recording from the 60s that came out of Philadelphia. Or when we do strings and horns, we have to play those strings and horns in four or five different rooms just to get the exact sound of the way they were first played.
Wow.
And so we do that all the way throughout every instrument and percussion, and it's then used kind of as a bass with what they call a click track live.
Right.
Then everybody plays live also, so everything you see is everyone playing live, and then we add in the thickened instrumentation from the studio sessions, and then we just build so that whatever was there on the record is there live. And that's my approach. So we're making almost more of a record with a live concert element than, say, a live concert.
I give you an enormous amount of credit for that, TJ, simply because of the fact sometimes artists do not want to continue to do the song the way they did it in 1962, so they, you know, they add all kinds of extra stuff to it. I watched Felix Cavallari doing Good Lovin' one time, and I when he got to the solo, I didn't know what the heck he was playing, you know. So, but let's talk about the show. Now, this is a show that, as you mentioned, is going to be shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It's called My Music. It's, of course, on PBS stations throughout the country. Check your local listings for its time and station. It'll run, I'm sure, for a long time. This is a kind of a passing of the torch. I mean, you got friends like Jay Siegel there and Charlie. How's Charlie Thomas doing? I haven't talked to him in years.
He's great, and I'll tell you, the inspiration for this show for me was, you know, for years people have said, I don't want to sound this in a way that comes across as though it's coming from a place of ego or anything else like that, because it's not. Since I started this and brought the doo-wops and oldies to television on PBS, people have always said to me, you are the one to carry the music forward into the future.
Right.
And at the time, I thought that was... I was there just to get the groups together, as many living groups as we can, and be the vehicle for that to reach the masses. But throughout the years, people said, no, you're the one to make sure this will survive. And as we finished the original doo-wop series, where we've had hundreds and hundreds of the original doo-wop groups on, it became really apparent that when we started losing folks, say in the last 10 years especially,
oh, yeah,
it felt like the music, early rock and roll, the vocal group harmonies, was kind of at the same place where big band was. One day it was the meaning of the world with the G.I. generation, and the next day it was just gone. And that's kind of what happened, and it really made me reflect and inspire.
And inspire you did. TJ, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our guest, TJ Lubinsky from PBS, talking about his latest music project, The Passing of the Torch of the Doo-Wop Generation, with a performance that's going to be held at Asbury Park in New Jersey, a sentimental evening pack of music of a past generation that still lives on today in many areas. And that's doo-wop. And we're going to be back with more with Ron Sedgy today, and we're going to listen to some doo-wop till we come back with TJ.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. My guest, T.J. Lubinsky, nice enough to stay over another segment talking about his Doo-Wop Generation special on PBS entitled Doo-Wop as they pass the torch in Asbury Park in New Jersey. And tell us a little bit, T.J., about how you found these new singers, because you got the venue with this show to really find this new generation of singers.
I am lucky enough to have this vehicle on public television. How can I promulgate the music into the future? How can I move this forward so that young kids can discover this? So that's where I came up with the concept of, you know, we still have a whole bunch of original performers with us, like you mentioned, Charlie Thomas, Jay Siegel, and on and on and on. How can we bring them back in a way that also engages some younger folks that I know feel the passion for this stuff, but they're undiscovered around the country? And so it's going to sound silly, but it's more or less like, well, I guess it's time to make Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
From the original show.
That's
and
great.
I remember, you know, waking my wife up one night, the middle of the night. She's like, what? I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, I got it. We're going to do Doo-Wop, The Next Generation.
Yeah, that's a great
and she
idea.
Says, go back to bed, Bob. You have too much Chinese food tonight.
No, it's a great idea.
Bullshit line. And so then I started looking for kids that not could sing, because I didn't want people that could embellish or do that kind of modern way of singing, which is not, in my opinion, singing.
I hear you.
I wanted someone who could carry a melody, but moreover had the music and the passion in their heart. So I just started making a list of all the great songs I'd like to put together. And then basically I started looking around the world for a year for kids that could do that. And we found amazing talent. The case of Charlie Thomas, getting back to your question, I came across these two young kids named Justin and James, and they were basically at a farmhouse somewhere in the middle of California.
Wow.
And they always loved the song "This Magic Moment," classic, originally by the Drifters.
Right.
And so it was tender, it was sweet, it was beautiful, it was a slightly different arrangement from what I'm used to, but it was very true to the meaning of the song. And these are just two kids; they're in their late teens, and they love this thing. And they had this great little sort of a picket fence background behind them, and I thought, okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Young little kids like have the passion in their heart for the music. So I called them up, you know, crazy, calling them up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I said, look, you don't know me, but I would like to have you on a TV show that I'm putting together. I want the world to see what it is you guys are doing. And, you know, they were like, yeah, sure. But I was serious, and they came out to Asbury Park. What they didn't know is at the same time, Charlie's a dear friend, and I called Charlie up, and I said, hey, listen, Charlie, we got these kids, and they do this version of This Magic Moment, and I want to surprise them. We're going to rebuild the fence that's behind them in their video, and it's going to break apart, and I want you and Charlie Thomas is just to walk out on stage behind them and just back them up and show them support and love if you feel that they're doing a great job. And Charlie said, sure. And then I thought, well, wait a second. Charlie Thomas and Benny King and Rudy Lewis and all those guys, they did that earlier with this magic moment. But then a few years later, Jane the Americans came out.
Sure.
And they had a tremendous, tremendous version of this magic moment.
Yeah.
What if we have Charlie come out, and then Jane the Americans come out.
Wow.
And the kids didn't know this, but basically this fence breaks apart, and then all these groups, you know, Jane the Americans were inspired by the Drifters. The Drifters inspired these young kids. These young kids are now being backed up by these two amazing groups. It was the perfect example of passing of the generations, that you had three generations of performers there that just loved the music so much. We were able to share that moment with the world. So that's just one example of what this show is like.
The young people, like I mentioned before, my sons, who are, you know, 38, 40, they love that music, obviously, because they heard it from when I was playing it on the radio. But, you know, a good friend of ours is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. And I often asked him, I said, you know, Joey, where did you guys get NSYNC, this five-part harmony? Well, his father's my age, right? So he grew up listening to all of this stuff, too. So they literally, that group who had a bazillion records sold, they literally used a lot of techniques of the ones that you're talking about, you know, the monotones and the platters and stuff. They just put it in a different arrangement, obviously, but that four or five part harmony that is so indicative of doo-wop was the basis for their music. And boy, I tell you, nobody would have known that today, and it clinged on to an entirely new generation of music and fans.
Well, you I said, but I mean, I'm so glad you said five part harmony, because that to me is the real vocal group doo-wop sound is five part harmony.
Right.
We found these kids called the T-Tones, and they actually were performing in the subway in New York. They were out there doing, as you mentioned, the monotones, the song Book of Love.
Book of Love, right.
And there was four of them, and I said, you know, monotones is a group that we never really had to have on one of our shows. That by the time I started making them 20, 25 years ago, the monotones were long gone.
Right.
The same for the Silhouettes, who had to get a job.
Sure.
You know, if we could get two more guys to sing with you, another bass and another baritone, I think you guys could really, really knock it out of the park with Book of Love. And then why don't we try, while you're here, the great song Get a Job by the Silhouettes, one of the all-time great fun anthems.
Right.
Sure enough, they found two other guys that they had the exact vocal arrangement, because there's sort of a double baritone bass on Book of Love. And I actually had some footage of the original group from way back when, so they studied the choreography, and they come out on stage, and you feel like you're with the group. Now, there's no way to feel like you're with the group. They're not pretending to be the monotones. They are who they are, but they're so true to the passion of the original, so enthusiastic, and it's just one example of hundreds that are on this show.
Wow. Well, you know, TJ, you and I probably could talk for hours and hours and hours. You ever get down to Orlando at all?
Yes, absolutely. My brother actually runs a restaurant there, and he used to be a highlight player, so that's kind of his base for going to play highlight around different parts of the world.
He has a restaurant now in Orlando?
Yeah, he runs the Ale House.
Oh, geez, that's right near our studio.
There you go.
I'd love to have you come back and join us again. And I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing here on PBS. It's called My Music. It's the original artist of doo-wop as they pass the torch to a new generation of singers, shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey, the brainchild of our guest, T.J. Lubinsky. And, of course, like a lot of the shows, they will be repeated many times, especially during fundraising times. So check your local listings for the PBS station that airs it near you. T.J., would you come down and visit with us?
Absolutely, Ron. It's been a pleasure, and I would love to talk to you more about all the genres of music.
Let's do it, okay, my friend?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. T.J. Lubinsky has been our guest. Very clever guy. He really is, and he's done something that so many people are happy that he's done. He's brought back the music of your life.
My pleasure, Ron. It was really fun, and I will really look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, T.J. T.J. Lubinsky with Ron Segi today.
I wonder.
Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On this 4th of July, amid the coronavirus pandemic and nationwide Black Lives Matter protests, American patriotism has fallen to its lowest point in over 20 years, according to a new Gallup poll. Pride in the United States is now the lowest it's been since the analytics company first measured. The survey shows 70% of U.S. adults are proud to be Americans, but in the new poll, just 45% said they are extremely proud. This marks the second straight year the number of extremely proud Americans fell below the majority level. Results had relatively held steady for years, between 81 and 92%. Just 22% of Democrats say they're extremely proud to be an American. However, 76% of Republicans and 41% of independents say that they are currently extremely proud. Americans say they are least proud of our country's political system and health and welfare system. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. And our next guest, she's just a funny lady. And she's done so many things in this business over the years that we're going to chat about. And she's here to talk about her new memoir, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Joining us right now is comedian, author, actress, commentator, Paula Poundstone. Hi, Paula. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. It's always nice chatting with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. You know, you're out of Orlando, is that right?
Yes, I am. We have been here for 30 years doing this show.
Wow. I used to work, before the show began, I used to work at the International House of Pancakes on the Orange Blossom Trail, 11 at night to 7 in the morning.
Are you serious? What years would that have been?
It was in the, it might have been in 78.
Well, I wasn't here in 78, but I was coming down to visit, and I wish I would have gone there. You know, you could have done a whole routine for me right there at the table.
Absolutely. Oh. It was the high water years for the IHOP. Oh. It was the glory days. I used to rinse the syrups off. And it made the other waitresses mad. They said, if you rinse the syrups off, they're going to want us all to rinse the syrups off.
Isn't that a memory that you just can't get out of your mind? You know, when you go back to the early days, I was watching an old Johnny Carson Tonight Show last night, and he brought up a very good point. When you're not yet there and you're working to that goal, sometimes all those stories, maybe not at the time, but become the best times, you know. Just think, if everybody knew out there with all your success that you were wiping off the syrup.
There I was building that backlog of experience that it takes to have something to sink your teeth into as a stand-up comic.
There you go. You're right.
Yeah. So now I've written yet another memoir, which I get to keep doing because I'm not dead yet.
That's good.
It's called The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. My book is a series of experiments doing things that I or other people thought would make me happy. And every chapter is written as a science experiment with the hypothesis and the conditions and hopefully the funniest field notes ever written, because the book's number one job is to be funny. But the question for me wasn't whether I would enjoy doing something in the moment. The question was, what thing could I do that would leave me with some sort of lasting, supply of uplift, so that when I return to my regular life of raising a house full of kids and animals and being a stand-up comic and being stuck being me for 24 hours a day, that you'd still have a good feeling to help you weather the storm of regular life. So the analysis part of each chapter was just that. It was the story of just how that feeling lasted. It was the story of raising my kids and such. It took 7 years to write.
Wow.
So it was sort of the story of 7 years of our lives. And I must have done pretty good, because on the back there's accolades from some heavy hitters. I got Dick Van Dyke and Carl Reiner and Dick Cavett and Lily Tomlin and Trisha Yearwood to read my book and give me blurbs for the back.
That's sensational. You know, the thing about it is, I think a book like this hits a nerve in the mind of the reader, because of the fact that sometimes when people are in the public eye, whether it be in show business like you are, politician, sports, whatever the case may be, I think the general public seems to think that they don't go through the same trials, tribulations, laughter, and sadness that they do. And I think a book like this brings it home. You know, I mean, I think people are attracted to this because they have empathy with it.
Yeah, I have a pretty regular life for the most part. You know, I'm out working and coming home to the struggles. At one point, I was learning to use a computer, and it had on it, the autocorrect thing. I kept saying, I don't need autocorrect. I have teenage daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Corrected on a regular basis, trust me.
Yeah, and criticized on a daily basis, too. They don't understand how you got where you were before they were there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, how did you get along?
Telling a story of somebody else other than yourself when you tell kids. I remember having that feeling when my parents would tell stuff too. First of all, with my parents, it was just hard to imagine them functioning without me. I used to, I felt like I I did all my mother's errands. How could she have done it without me?
Yeah, right. That's exactly how they get by. Somebody once said, and I don't know who it was, it's a famous saying, that the older I get, the smarter my father gets. You know, I really believe in that. I go down here. In 1989, an American Comedy Award for the Best Female Stand-Up Comic. In 1990, wrote and starred in the HBO special Cats, Cops, and Stuff, which won you a Cable Ace Award. And then, of course, your second Cable Ace Award for Best Program Interviewer on the Paula Poundstone Show. And then, of course, on Sybil. I wanted to ask you about your frequent appearances on National Public Radio, okay? There's a news quiz show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Do you have to change your voice like, now you're listening to NPR?
No, no, we are, no, it's just a funny show. We, it's a weekly news quiz show, where we comedically, dissect the week's news. And, no, it is one of the rare, public, radio, programs where we don't have to whisper. There's no classical music on it. You're right. Most people on public radio sound like they're a few feet away from a golf match. But no, we don't have that.
That's pretty funny.
We kind of have a free for all, actually. We do the show. We tape the show in front of a live audience. Usually, it depends where. We usually are in Chicago, in which case we're in front of 500 people. But we also travel once a month. We did Red Rocks in Colorado at one point. We were in front of 8,500 people.
Wow.
And it's very lively, fun, nice audience. And we answer questions about the week's news.
That's cool.
While we vie for the mantle, I suppose, of most informed. I, by the way, hold the record for losses on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be an award for that, isn't there?
You would think. Because callers can call in and do little quizzes themselves, and the prize is Carl Castle's voice on their answering machine. And I will tell you that I do not have Carl Castle's voice on my answering machine. People always ask me why. I say, because I never win.
I never win. There you go. Why do that? I think I've heard this several times, that you never do the same act twice. Everything that you do in your act is spontaneous. Now, I asked on many conversations with Don Rickles if that was the case, and he said to me, because we've all seen him 1,000 times before his passing, he had an opening, a standard opening, a standard close, but in between, it never was the same. Is that the case with you?
Yeah, I don't even have a standard opening or necessarily a standard close. I talk to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living, and in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sales. And so, by its very nature, given that I don't know who's going to be there or what they're going to say, and I let that direct me to what I'm going to talk about, so I would have no way of knowing that ahead of time. And it's nice. It's fun for me. I mean, I know guys who do the exact same thing every night, and they do it brilliantly. I just couldn't do that.
I couldn't either, no.
This, for me, is a lot more fun. It's more challenging, and I think every audience feels special. I like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Where can we go for more information on dates, Paula, that you're going to be playing once this coronavirus is over and you're back on the road performing? And how to get the new memoir, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness.
Happens, I have a website.
Oh, wow.
PaulaPoundstone.com. That should sate the needs of any listener. PaulaPoundstone.com.
Is that really your name?
Yes.
Okay, PaulaPoundstone.com.
Yes. Generations ago, my last name, not in my lifetime, but generations ago, my last name was Fungenstein.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah. I had that, I had that in the back of my mind. I just didn't want to bring it up. Yeah, right.
Naturally,
of course, PaulaPoundstone.com. Paula, congratulations on the new memoir. Please don't be a stranger around here. And if you get a chance to see Paula in any of the dates that she's coming up, you better do it. Funny lady. She'll customize just for you. Thanks, Paula. Enjoy talking with you, and I look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Susan. was nice talking with you.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Paula Poundstone has been our guest. Nice lady and talented comedian, author, actress. She does interviews. She's on public radio, National Public Radio, and doesn't whisper, so you know who she is. And she also works as a national spokesperson for the American Library Association's United for Libraries. And want to remind everyone to check our website, ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been on our show several times in the past. For the last 4 or 5 years, he hasn't been around. I don't know, something I said or something, but he's a great guy, and we have a lot of stuff in common. He's a comedian, actor, radio personality, New York Times bestselling author, and he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most downloaded podcast. Joining us right now is fellow car crazy man, Adam Carolla. Hi, Adam. Welcome back.
Ron.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me back.
I understand that you are in Chicago right now, and we're going to come to you now for some advice on cars to buy. And my question, first off, is why is everybody, including Bentley and Rolls-Royce, and now Ford discontinuing everything but their Mustang, going to SUVs?
I don't know. I think that's just the wave of the future, and I'm sure it'll go, it'll come and go like everything else did. Although it's kind of weird because if you sort of think about the 30s and the 40s, and think about like a woody wagon, that was sort of the first SUV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything that's old is new again, as they say. I think people want safety. I think SUVs are safer in general just because of their size, but they used to be dangerous because there was a rollover issue with sitting up higher, and now that they've straightened out that rollover danger, you just have the safety part minus the part where you end up upside down.
I just don't understand how you can go pick up sod at Home Depot with a Rolls SUV. It just doesn't seem to jive with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know how many of the Kardashians are going on a sod run. But it's more for the Marquis de Sade. That was the name of a place that used to sell sod in Van Nuys, California. It always made me laugh when I saw the sign off the side of the freeway. But we digress. Yeah, I think it's an opulent thing. I think you're just saying to the world, I'm rich.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell us about this Castrol Edge Live on the Edge series that you're part of, including this new film in the series, Rain Starts Play. This is pretty cool, Adam.
Yeah, you can go to Castrol USA on YouTube and check it out. You can go to YouTube and check out me racing a bunch of 935 Porsches and vintage Paul Newman race cars. And I just love performance. I love spirited driving. Who better than Castrol to hook up with? And I'm an enthusiast. I'm not an actor pretending to be into cars. I'm into the cars. I have 10 Paul Newman vintage race cars, and I've driven, I think, almost every one of them. No race.
Aren't you a little concerned about damaging any of those cars? I'm a car collector, too, and I have one of Elvis Presley's Stutz Blackhawks, and I'm always concerned that if I drive down the street, you know, somebody's going to ding me, as our mutual friend Jay Leno says, what do you do with a quarter panel? Aren't you a little bit worried about that with the Newman cars?
I'm not, but I should be, but I've literally driven his $5, $6 million 935 in races with 45 other cars around me, and you guys can watch it online if you want. I don't know. I don't worry about it, but now I'm going to worry, Ron. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I want something to be in the back of your mind. One of these days, we've got to have you back when you have more time so we can talk more about what the cars we have in our garage are. Now, with this podcast, I mean, this thing is going wild, and the fact that, you know, you are in the Guinness Book of World Records, that's great. I mean, I couldn't be happier for you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, go to AdamCarolla.com and listen to it. It's free.
Adam, look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Our special guest has been Adam Carolla. And, of course, Adam, as we mentioned in the introduction, is well-known as a comedian, actor, radio personality, television host, New York Times bestselling author. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most downloaded podcast. And also, I might add that the way that Adam actually got started in the business was that he was a carpenter. I mean, he was doing drywall across the street from Jay Leno's house, and then they started talking about cars, and the next thing you know, he's in the arena. Pretty cool guy. Our friend Adam Carolla. I just want to remind all of our listeners that this year marks the 40th anniversary presentation of A Capital Fourth, the national July 4th TV tradition on PBS. Now, this year's special 90-minute presentation is co-hosted by actor and producer John Stamos and multi-platinum recording artist and star of television, film, and Broadway, Vanessa Williams. Now, the fireworks display over Washington, D.C. is an iconic skyline and will be covered live during this broadcast captured by multiple cameras stationed around the city in celebration of our nation's 244th birthday. Now, the program will feature great performances coast to coast by the likes of Patti LaBelle, John Fogerty, Trace Atkins, The Temptations, Renee Fleming, Andy Grammer, Yolanda Adams, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Kelly O'Hara, Mandy Gonzalez, and members of the National Symphony Orchestra, as well as highlights from the concert's 40-year history and the stirring patriotic favorites synonymous with the 4th of July. To ensure the health and safety of all involved during this COVID-19 pandemic, this year's concert performances were pre-taped without a live audience. Now, the program will include a special tribute by John Stamos to our first responders, people like doctors, nurses, and paramedics, grocery store workers and truck drivers, scientists and mail carriers, new American heroes putting their lives at risk on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis. In addition, the show will feature a segment honoring the contributions of African-American heroes from our nation's past and present, and a salute to our wounded warriors and their families. For four decades, a Capitol 4th has paid tribute to the nation's birthday and the hopes and the dreams of all Americans. And this year's show will reflect what the country has faced and the challenges ahead while showcasing the message of inclusion, patriotism, and love. And by the way, Brantley Gilbert will also be there. And he wanted to join us today to talk a little bit about what this year's A Capitol 4th means to him. Brantley?
July 4th, to me, it's just about freedom. It's about independence. And, you know, for me, it's an unbelievable time just to appreciate the guys and girls that sacrifice so much for that freedom. I'm not an artist to make a habit out of using a platform to be political. I heard a very respected songwriter say, if you have something to say, write a song about it. And I feel like that's what we did with Hard Days. On July 4th, being a dad and a husband now, it's just an awesome time to kind of slow down if we're not playing anywhere and just kind of barbecue at the house and just be dad and be a husband for a little while.
The 40th annual broadcast of A Capitol 4th airs on PBS Saturday, July 4th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, as well to our troops serving around the world on the American Forces Network. The program can also be heard in stereo over NPR member stations nationwide, and the concert will also be streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and www.pbs.org/A Capitol 4th, and available as video on demand for a limited time only, July 4th to July 18th. Happy 4th of July, everyone, and you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Well, that's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on this 4th of July weekend. I hope you had a good time, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. John Bolton with his book, A Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Carson Daly from The Temptations, one of its original members and founder, Otis Williams, NASCAR champion Kurt Busch. From PBS, T.J. Lubinsky, comedian Paula Poundstone, and Adam Carolla. Well, we hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe. And we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green light.